for the glory of Lady Red!
Here they come.
It's all right. I have your back, brother.
And I have yours. May the light of Lady Red protect you.
Aye, and may Lord Ambrosio guard your heart. See you on the other side.
For the glory of the Lady Red, smite those beasts!
For the glory of Lady Red!
For the glory of King Cadogan!
King Cadogan! Kill the vampire!
For the glory of King Cadogan! Try not to lose your head!
Edgar! Edgar!
No!
Edgar!
No!
Edgar!
Suffer and burn!
Brother, are you all right? Arrows at the ready. Give them no mercy. Crimson Rangers, aim and fire on those bloody beasts. On me!
Coward, I will destroy you, foolish vampire.
Nay, I shall kill you, and then I will kill your king.
So, seeing as you lost our race, you buy the supplies.
Are you still on that? Fine, I'll get the supplies while you find us lodgings.
Aye, though resting here may not be an option.
My tattoo?
Yes, the quicker our feet to the Arcane City, the better off you'll be.
I hear Arcane is the city of thieves and vagabonds.
The Dark Elves would not care much for beliefs and sheer rumors, brother.
I suppose I shall quell my tongue then. What do we need supply-wise?
4 loaves of bread, apples, cheese wedges, venison, eggs, cured boar's meat, and a few herbs.
And a few flasks of crimson ale.
The wine is unnecessary, Edgar.
Okay. Yeesh, you win. I won't go overboard on the wine.
Now, I'm headed to the apothecary. We'll need some healer's tonics for the road.
Aye, and I'm headed to the market, as you said. Stay safe, and I'll meet you at the edge of town afterwards. Good boy, Eclipse. I'll be right back.
Welcome. Have you come seeking healing, my lord?
Not today, though I do require some Medela tonics, if you please.
Indeed. Well, give me a moment and I will begin preparing the elixirs for you.
Many thanks. Consano. A four-leaf root used in the concoction of Mediciana potions, and also used in conjunction with sage in soups to cure severe cases of crimson fever.
Are you a healer?
Afraid not, though I am a seeker of knowledge. I find many subjects to be quite fascinating. History, astrology, biology, alchemy, and of course magic.
Oh, rather well versed, I see. However, are you aware of Shadowcast?
The purloined arts. Quite odd, I should think, for an herbalist to know such things.
Yes, and it is unusual for a vampire to be so literate.
My people are quite intelligent, milady. Vampires are not so stupid as many may be led to believe.
Oh, I meant no offense, my lord. Though I can see you are rather hot-tempered and I fan the coals perhaps a touch too much.
Are all healers as brash as you?
Oh, not quite. I am, however, suffering from a terrible affliction. Silver tongue, I'm afraid.
So I see. What else is up your sleeve, my lady?
Like you, my people are misunderstood. Mine are healers of nature and also have the understanding of many arts beyond medicinal herbs. The purloined arts are one of the many tricks I possess.
Vampires cannot use such enchantments. My apologies if I caused offense. I am sure it is common knowledge in the wide world you live in. However, the purloined arts are forbidden for my kind.
'Tis true. I see. My apologies for offending your intellect, my lord. I just assumed vampires were ignorant to all knowledge outside of their own origin.
Indeed, we are both ignorant.
I beg your pardon, however. Do you have a name?
Malachi. But why do you ask for it now?
Malachi. How nice. I am called Serenia.
Serenia. Many thanks for the tonics. Now I must carry on. There's much to do. What? What are you brewing?
Oh, just more elixirs, of course. Just as you asked, sir.
But you merely handed me them just...
You must be tired from your journey, my lord.
Forgive me, I feel so odd. Sleepy.
After all, 'tis a rough period for our people.
Our people? What? What do you mean?
Yes, I sense it in you. The potential is so strong. Flowing through your veins.
Stop it.
Stop what, my lord?
Whatever you think you're doing, ma'am, it won't work.
Oh, I haven't done a thing.
No. You're lulling me. You're a...
Not quite. but good guess.
Let me go.
Oh, Lord, I do not hold you. Only your truth does. Your sin.
Get out of my head. I want nothing from me. I don't. Bloody witch! Edgar! Edgar! Bloody hell, I have to find my brother! Where the hell did Edgar go? Edgar! Brother, where are you?
Ah, here we are. Good day, madame. 4 loaves of bread, please.
Afraid not. Town's on rations. So you're only getting a single loaf, sir?
My sincerest apologies for the difficulties your people face.
Very kind of you. What is not in the suffering, though, nor the war.
Aye, agreed. May peace return to us all. Thank you, and here, I owe you 5 crowns, right?
Eh? Currency of the Vampire Kingdom? Ain't you got lapis?
Nay, most villages in the south take crowns. Oh, do you not?
For this time only, do I accept the crowns.
So I see. I'll have to begin carrying more than crowns.
Aye, and here's a small flask of crimson ale for you, sir. I do hope that you've found everything quite all right. Will you need anything more?
Nay, I need to head on to your butcher next.
You'll want to go about that way. Down the square.
Thank you, and... Here, I owe you 5 crowns, right?
5 crowns it is. You're lucky I'll be accepting them for the time. Now then, off you are. All who pray to the gods, stop your blubbering, for they have abandoned us. I have seen it, day and night. I witness within my dreams the ashes of our world.
Damn it. I feel...
One who will destroy so every kingdom walks among you.
So... dizzy.
Though they are cloaked in shadow, their face a blur. In the sands of our future.
Sleepy. I feel...
There is a fire burning within the night. So, children of the gods, shall we lift our voices and cry out? Sing, my children, that we may ward off the evil which looms in the distance.
Where the hell did Edgar go? Edgar! Brother, where are you?
Check the vampire in the crowd. The one in the red cloak. He is marked.
Who are you?
Come to us, King of the Hearts. Yes, come to us.
Out of my way! Damn it, move!
I will come, King of the Hybrids.
Lord Kelvani wishes it.
Lord Kelvani.
Stop! In the name of the crown, you will unhand my brother.
What's happening? Malachi?
Edgar, get up.
What's happening? Malachi?
Where's your horse, Eclipse?
by the inn. Oh. The sky is pretty.
Okay. We're leaving. Now.
I want to sleep, brother. I'm exhausted.
Not now, Edgar. We need to get as far away from this cursed place as we can. Edgar, eyes forward.
No.
Whoa! Merwin! Oh! Whoa! Merwin!
A witch did me in. I'm sorry, brother.
Bloody oracles. Always.
Malachi, look out! There's another witch! Malachi, you're in pain. What's wrong?
Get out of my head, witch!
Malachi.
A witch. Set her talons on me, brother. Now, come on. You can rest your head against my back as I take us away.
Okay.
You hold on tight, all right?
Promise I won't fall.
I promise. I promise.
Okay.
Since I last saw your face, I think back to when we danced under the crimson moonbeams and you declared your love for me. I was the happiest woman alive. But now you're far from me here, and in our kingdom, I remain all alone, missing your embers and craving you. I often wonder where you are and if you still remain among the living. It seems that you have stopped replying, and I fear the worst has befallen you, my love. Perhaps my husband truly is dead, and I will not be satisfied until I know the truth. I must prepare my horse and go out there to find what has befallen me. Lady Bella is to rule in my stead as regent while I search for answers of our king's fate. Either his demise, or hopefully find him alive. As it seems any and all communication attempts are being destroyed. I shall find them. They are my family, after all, and no matter what, I will do my best to bring them home, Lady Fox.
And I shall reign with a firm and gentle hand, as you have, dearest Callista. Please, be careful on your journey, and return home with news of my sons.